Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf. I am Baba Basra 170. And back on Kuf Samach Tesama Beis on the bottom of 169B, the Gemara records a dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the actual nature of their dispute is opaque. And the Gemara discusses several different ways to understand it. So the Gemara says, Habali Dom Beshtaru L'Chazaka, that somebody who comes to adjudicate a matter and there is a contract or a Chazaka. Chazaka can mean either a claim that they've lived in the land for several years, or a proprietary act was done on the land via acquisition, that Rebbe says we adjudicate the matter with a shtar, with a contract. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says we adjudicate it with a chazaka, with a proprietary act. So what is the nature of this dispute? How do we understand this opaque statement? The Gemara has several different approaches, and we're just going to look at one of them. One of the approaches is that actually the dispute between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the same dispute as between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, when it comes to the laws of a get, have a dispute. Do we say Ede Mesire Karti, or do we say Ede Chasime Karti? Do we say that the witnesses signing on the document is what's required, technically, and therefore if there are no witnesses on the get, that the get will not be valid? Whereas Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, Rabbi Elazar says, actually Ede Mesire Karti. Really, technically speaking, we don't need any witnesses to sign the get. It's just because of Tikkun Olam, and really that we have witnesses sign the get. What causes the divorce to be actualized? When we see witnesses to the handing over of the get from the man to the woman. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, a get will be kosher without any witnesses at all, because Rabbi Elazar is of the position that technically speaking, Ede Mesire Karsi, because it says of the Kasavla, it says in the Torah, you just have to write the get. Ksiv Luchud is Sagi, that just writing itself is sufficient. That's the position of Rabbi Elazar, Ede Mesire Karsi. Whereas Rabbi Meir is of the position, no, the witnesses need to sign the get or else it's invalid. He says Ede Chasime. So says the Gemara, maybe let's say that this dispute between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is indeed the same dispute as between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. That Rebbe, who says Bishtar, we're talking about a situation where the witnesses that signed it were invalid. And so therefore, since the witnesses that signed it were invalid, they were, for example, a relative or apostle or an invalid witness, therefore we're going to say that it's not required, because he's of the opinion that Ede Mesire Karti. So as long as there are witnesses who saw that the person who was acquiring land saw that the contract was handed over to somebody else, that would be sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would agree with Rabbi Meir, say, no, Ede Chasime Karti. We need the witnesses who are signing on this contract to be valid kosher witnesses. And so therefore, since in this case there were not valid kosher witnesses, it's not enough to say we saw the contract being handed over in front of witnesses. Actually, what is required? What's required is that we witnessed that the person who was purchasing this property did a chazaka, did a proprietary act. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to say that the contract here is insufficient. He's going to say b'chazaka kona, that he only acquires it by doing a proprietary act. And so therefore, if the person selling it said, do a proprietary act on this property, like, for example, plowing the field or walking around the property, we saw that there's a dispute in other gemaras about what exactly is the proprietary act is required. But if he did this proprietary act, and then that would be sufficient. So that's what the Gemara wants to suggest is the dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it relates to this dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir about whether or not we say Ede Mesire Karti or Ede Chasime Karti. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Abba says no, we cannot say that, because even Rabbi Elazar, who says Ede Mesire Karti, even Rabbi Elazar would say that if it's mezuyaf misocho, that it is possible. Even Rebbe Elazar would say that if the witnesses themselves who signed the document were invalid witnesses, he too would agree that it's an invalid document. So it would become an invalid get under those circumstances. So even Rebbe would be of the position that if the contract itself was signed with false witnesses, that it's going to be an invalid contract. And so therefore, we cannot say that that's simply the nature of the dispute of is Ede Mesire Karti or Ede Chasime Karti, because if there were false witnesses on it, even Rebbe would reject that you could just have witnesses to the contract itself. And so the Gemara wants to suggest that there are other possibilities, and the Gemara leaves off by suggesting maybe there's two other possibilities to the nature of the dispute. But we see from here that even according to Rebbe Lezer, who says Eidim is Sirikarti, nevertheless, if the contract itself is Mezuyof Misocho, it's possible. If the contract itself is invalid on its own, it is not going to be kosher. If there are witnesses who signed it, and those witnesses are relatives to each other, for example, then even if we have witnesses to the handing over the contract would not be a valid contract. The Shu Hatashbetz actually makes a novel suggestion on the basis of this, because he says that he discusses a case where it was that the witnesses were false because they were relatives and therefore they were not kosher witnesses. And he says that even according, he quotes Rebbe Lezer's position, he says that it requires that even Mezuyof Misocho, it would be invalid. So therefore comes along the Tashbetz and he suggests, I'm going to suggest a Tikkun Gadol, a great thing to do where we're concerned in those towns that they didn't have enough witnesses to sign a ketubah or kosher witnesses. Tashbetz came along and made a suggestion. He says that maybe instead of having witnesses sign it, we should have the groom himself sign the ketubah, and then we just have to uphold the signature of the groom on the ketubah, and that will be all that's required. And so therefore the Tashbetz made the suggestion that rather than having witnesses sign it, we should have the groom himself sign his document. And so that was his suggestion. Today it's not our practice, but one thing that is sometimes practice is that the groom wants to sign the contract in addition to the witnesses signing it. Sometimes the groom wants to sign it. So therefore, it has to be very clear that the groom is not a witness on the contract. And in the Shutra, Igros Moshe discusses what happens when the groom does sign it, and it's not clear that he wasn't a witness. So he says that b'di'eved, even then, under those circumstances, it would still be a kosher ksuvah.